Good morning. My name is Andre. I'm from the University of Georgia. And today I'm going to talk with you about cantaloupe and honeydew yield and quality performance in Georgia. So nowadays in Georgia, we have a little bit more than 3,000 acres of melons. And with the increasing of inputs for crop productions, our growers are in need of better varieties or quality of melons in general. And I'm talking about cantaloupe and honeydew to keep their business. So they require those better varieties, and this was the focus of our study. So as part of a national grant, which the objective was to evaluate the impact of environment on variation of quality traits in melons, as well as in the ability of human pathogen to adhere to surface of melons, we introduced this variety trial in Georgia, where we were trying to increase melon production in the state of Georgia. And this was a collaboration with many universities, including the Texas A&M, Arizona, North Carolina, and others. So the objective of this study that I'm presenting to you is to identify cantaloupe and honeydew varieties with high yield and quality for the Georgia environmental conditions. So 2 years of field trials were conducted in 2018 and 2019 during the melon season in the spring at the Tifton Vegetable Park Research Farm in Tifton, Georgia. We have loam sandy soil, and melons were grown at plastic mulch with drip irrigation. Our treatments, so as I said, were just varieties. And we have three honeydew varieties, HD252, the HD150, and the OC164. But also we had five varieties of cantaloupes, Athena, Aphrodite, Infinite Gold, Da Vinci, and F39. All those varieties were randomized in a completed block design and replicated four times. So by the end of the season, our final goal was to check yield and quality. So we evaluate the total yield. Also, we separate our fruit in by size, where six count were considered the biggest fruit, and 23 counts were the smallest fruit. But to check quality, we evaluate some internal characteristics of our fruits, such as soluble solids, which is our bricks, firmness, seed cavity, and rind thickness. All this data was compiled, and we used the mixed procedures in the ProcGlimix at SAS to analyze it. Like most of my studies that I do in 2 years, I like to use year as a repeated measurement. This way I can account the effects of our weather condition in our production. So I apply this technique as well. So let's start talking about the results and go for the cantaloupe yield first. So here we have a graph with total yield by each of our variety. The black bar represents the year of 2018, while the gray bar represents the year of 2019. So as you can see, in 2018, we have Athena and Aphrodite, better yields, the toppest yields. But there were no significant difference from Infinite Gold and Da Vinci, while F39 was the lowest one. This difference was not seen in 2019, and the reason was because we have a warmer season and a drier season in 2019, so we could control better our irrigation, and we could we get warmer seasons, so longer, shorter season, and better yields. Similar to the other graph, I just separated it in 2016, 2017. Those are the same data. However, I just divided by the counts that we have, which is fruit size. So we have yield for 2016, yield for 2018, yield for 2019, and then the varieties here. So don't scare when I say the next bunch of different significance. I will explain each one for those for you. So I just put it here to don't get crowded this graph. So when we have in 2016, you're going to see that we have much more significant difference between varieties when compared to 2017. And this was because of the weather conditions. So when we have good yield, we can see that our varieties can better provide yield. But when we have like yields that are cold and not providing good environmental conditions for our melons, we're gonna have a reductions of yield. So we need to identify what's the variety to better develop in, or better grow in these situations. So focus in 2016, the 23 counts, we're going to see that F39 have the highest yields as well as the Da Vinci. But as we move to bigger fruits, you're going to see that it's switching gears with Athena and Aphrodite. So we have an evolution of bigger fruit in this diagonal situation here in 2016. So you're going to see that we have smaller fruits for F39 and Da Vinci, which explain our lowest yields, total yields, but we have bigger fruits for Athena and Aphrodite in 2018 that explain our better yields. But nothing was different, or there were some just few different significance in 2019. When we move for, and then I just put it to show each exactly contrast that we got. And then when we move for the cantaloupe fruit quality, by the effect of those varieties, we're going to start talking about the bricks or soluble solids. So we could see that although Da Vinci still have like low yield, but there was no significant difference from the other, the top ones, it also provided better bricks in 2018, the year that we did not get good yields. But in 2019, only F39 have a lower bricks than 10, which is considered marketable. So we are seeing that Athena and Aphrodite are performing better with better bricks, while F39 is not performing very well. From Firminis, on the other hand, we have that Da Vinci, Infinite Gold and Da Vinci, had a better Firminis than the other ones, and also F39 always showing the lowest one. Similar in 2019. And what's tricking me the most when we were analyzing those data was the rind thickness. The reason of that is because in 2018, we had Athena and Aphrodite, Athena with the better rind thickness. But no difference in 2019. But also F39 have similar yields with the variety that better provide yield. So that was something interesting that we saw in the rind thickness, and you're gonna see when we go to the honeydew varieties that this was affected by the weather conditions. So moving on, CVD cavity, we have always similar results. F39 have the lowest seed cavity in 2018, while there is not much difference in 2019. So finally, I will move for the honeydew, similar graph as the cantaloupe. We have total yield in the y-axis, variety in the x-axis, and year, 2018, black bars, gray bars, 2019. But here was more straightforward. HD252 performed better in both yields than the other two varieties. And when we analyze the proportion of fruits, we almost see no difference. So it shows that we have a better yields for this variety compared to the other. And that's not the meaning of number of fruits or size of fruit. It's because the variety performed better than the others. So we just analyzed there was no significant difference for the smallest one, and then similar for the 18 counts, which go increasing as you go lower in counting numbers. And then by the top, this explains a lot for us. So when we go to the fruit quality, similar to what I presented before, we saw that there was no significant difference for honeydew varieties in bricks. Firminis, the HD252, which had highest yield, had a higher firmness than the other two varieties. And once again, here in the rind thickness, this was interesting. In 2018, let's talk about first about the variety. So the HD252 had a thinner rind thickness than the other two varieties. And in 2019, the HD 150 did not differ for the HD 252. But if you pay attention in the numbers here, there was difference in ear for the ring thickness. And if you take the average of those three varieties in 2018, you're going to see that there was a higher, a thicker render for all those for 2018 compared to 2019. And we are assuming that this reason, although it's just 2 years of data, it would be interesting for us to focus on thinner thickness. So in 2018, when we had colder conditions and a better rainfall distribution, we have a thicker rindiness than in 2019 when it was warm and dry. So that's something that might be affecting, but I cannot answer if this is correlated with the weather right now or not. So there were no significant difference for any of those varieties for seed cavity. And we conclude with this study that the Athena and Aphrodite could be provided high yields and bigger fruits. So this could be an option for our growers who want increased yields. While Da Vinci, it maintained yields, but they provide smaller fruits, which is can be for a different market. When we analyzed the honeydew, we found that the HD252 had high yields and bigger fruits. So this should be the recommendations for our growers. And as I emphasized sometime during my talk, the melon quality was most affected by the effect of ear. And in 2018, as I said, colder yield. I cannot say cold because it's in spring in Georgia, it's hot. But colder compared to 2019, we have more rainfall events, so it affects our firmness and thickness of the rind. And then in 2019, when we had hot years and drier years, we have a soft and thinner rind. With this, I would like to thank all the University of Georgia faculty who collaborate with me, our staffs, and I would like to say this project was supported by the USDA SCRI, and I thank you and open for any question. Yes.
What's the exact physiological connection between the air temperature and the rind thickness, and how does this study help explain that?
Yeah, that's one thing that I don't know. So he asked if there is connections between the temperature or weather conditions with the rind thickness. I did not evaluate in depth the data to check if there was a correlation between the weather conditions and the rind thickness. I would like to do that because I saw a tendency there. So I think that there could be some connections that we could evaluate and provide information for the breeders who improve quality of fruits. And this was actually part of the idea or the objective of the big grant. But I cannot say that if we have higher temperatures, we're going to have thinner or thicker rinds. But that's one of the questions that I saw in this when I was working in this data. And I believe that we can extract some good information to provide for our breeders. Unfortunately, I cannot answer it right now.
Nice presentation. So what's the minimum amount of bricks which, you know, consumers want? I mean, is there a number you all
at the cutoff? We try to harvest all our plots when we have a minimum bricks of 10.